Sometimes I have situations when I meet people or when I have this realization of, or when I know actually that I'm going to waste time. And then, but I still do those situations. You know, it's like this, okay, I know I don't want to do it, or I know it's going to be a waste of time, but I'm still doing it. And one of my biggest fears is basically wasting my time. And in those situations, when those situations happen, like I get so angry, so aggressive, that it's barely possible to contain myself. And in the past, I used to condemn this aggression so much. Like, I used to play Xbox. And on the Xbox, I played FIFA. So this soccer football game. And every time I lost, I had my controller and I threw it against the wall, or I hit something with it. So to get my aggression out, to somehow like just relieve, because I got so angry when I lost. And at that time, my mother often came to me and said, "No, you can't do that. You can't be so aggressive. Like, you behave like a primate, like primitive." So since then, I have this part in me that is judging aggression and feels like, okay, I can't be aggressive. It's not okay to be aggressive. So what I do is now, when I contain this aggression, a couple of things are happening. Either I contain it so long that there will be eventually a point where it just like breaks out and erupts like a volcano, and I just need to shout, need to throw something, or need to go into the gym, and then use the gym or the running or the muscle exercises to like release this aggression. But what I tend to do is I use, when I suppress this aggression for a long time, when I then go into the gym for training, I tend to hurt myself, because then I go over my limits. I don't listen to my body, seeing like, okay, this is maybe too much, or this is just hurting you. So what I do is, when I suppress it, it will lead to a point when I start to hurt me, myself, or even I have this need just to hurt the people that are wasting my time, when I feel like, okay, I really want to insult you now, because I want to tell you how a fucking dumbass you are. Like, how stupid, like how much of a waste of time you are, how you play stupid, how much you say foul things, and just get rid of my life and let me be. And then sometimes it happens that I don't realize that, what would happen, or what is happening in those situations, is often that I create more problems instead of less. So, like, of course, this is how I learned that my aggression is not good, or that aggressions aren't good. So I need to suppress them, because aggressions are somehow destroying things, and I don't want to destroy things. That's I just try to explain, okay, why, like, do I hate aggression, or why do I condemn aggression so much? So, and the other thing that happens is that I need to be aggressive towards myself by eating, by hating myself, by looking at things that I hate about myself, and by seeing the world in like out of glasses that are painful. like giving myself interpretations for why I don't do things in a way so that I hate myself more, whereas I could give myself an interpretation where I understand why I don't do some things. No? So it's this where I get into this loop of just hating and being angry and being hurtful to myself. So it's basically those two things that are happening when I suppress my aggression. And why I want to share this with you is because of the consequences those two ways I deal with aggressions are being hurtful to myself. And I met people in my past that as well had a lot of potential, but they were judging their aggressions so much. There was one person, for example, this person had like huge amount of potential, and this person was very clear and straightforward, and is still like has this potential to be very clear and straightforward and see things. And then sometimes when this person sees things or says things to other people get offended. So what happens is when other people get offended, they tend to try to see the weaknesses in this person, or try to say this person is bad or it's stupid, or try to insult this person. So, but this person then gets very angry. So what happened is this person sometimes put their phone and threw it against the wall, or just hit a wardrobe, or hit like a hit the wall, or threw something or shouted or whatever. And what happened is people used this to make this person bad conscience. So saying, you know, you primitive motherfucker, yeah? You shout at me, you can't contain yourself, you can't control yourself, look at yourself. Yeah? I mean, how bad of a person are you? So, and the reaction of this person oftentimes was that this person tried to condemn or was condemning themselves for their aggressions, and then wasn't able to see the things anymore that were actually good. Like this person couldn't use their potential and their abilities anymore because they were condemning their aggressions so much. And that's the same with me, and I'm pretty sure that this is the same with other people. As well, me being at this moment very aggressive, like it's just something that there's just nothing else that I could express now in this moment. Just my aggression. Like, I mean, okay, it's some kind of funny. So there's some other emotions mixed into it, like laughter and being happy about it and having this kind of relieving feeling that some things is just that I can just get rid of those thoughts and feelings and just express it. But of course, there's like still this biggest thing is aggression. And I tried to record this podcast now since a couple of days. And all the versions I had and I went through in my mind of recording this podcast would have been insulting and hurting the people that I thought were wasting my time. I was like, okay, no, I would just hurt myself now if I just recorded a podcast in this way. So I in the last days, I just couldn't take the space to record anything. I just couldn't take the space to express myself in a manner that I would like to provoke consequences afterwards. So therefore today was the first day when I got the clarity about, okay, I'm so aggressive that there's just like, because you know, when you really want something, you try to find arguments and reasons for doing it in your brain. So me really wanting to hurt other people, like in my mind, like okay, I want to take the revenge for them wasting my time. Having like so many arguments with myself and so many reasons why it's okay, you know, why I should do this. But then there's this little voice inside my head saying, "Are you sure you want to? Are you sure you want to have the consequences that you would provoke with it? Are you sure that you would feel good by doing this? And then I stopped and I didn't record the podcast. So, but it really felt like there were so many reasons, very good reasons, and so many very good arguments in my head to go ahead and to do it, that if I would have even started, like, it would have been like very weird, because I needed to have suppressed, would have needed to suppress so many emotions in this state, so I didn't have the clarity. Now, like, after a few days having less, a little bit less aggression, I could get a bit more clarity on why I want to hurt those people and why there's nothing else in my mind than just saying things in this podcast that would be bad for me. So then I stopped. And that's something that I told or spoke about in this podcast like a few weeks ago as well. The topic of aggression and dealing with aggressions. I mean, depending where you come from, aggression is a really bad thing. You shouldn't shout. You shouldn't hit. You shouldn't insult someone. You shouldn't be angry. You shouldn't be primitive. You should behave. You shouldn't be loud. But then, when you come from someplace else, it's like aggression is the thing that you live by. Like, there is nothing else than aggression. When you look at, I mean, okay, there are no Vikings anymore. I mean, there are some people that would consider themselves Vikings, probably. So when you look at this, like, those people, they feed on aggression. Like give me any reason and I will have my axe and I will just cut down this tree and I will build a boat and I will conquer England. Because that's just who I am. So let's do it. And so for them, aggression is just something pretty normal and just something they use. They even use to get better results. For me, for example, aggression has a very close connection to masculinity, being a man. Like, when I'm aggressive, I'm a man and I'm like, I have balls, you know? And then I'm going to use those balls and then I'm just going to get what I want. And then again, when I look at, for example, the experiences that I had when I judged or when I condemned aggression, then I'm angry towards the people that taught me to be condemning aggression. Because then I give away the responsibility for not being a man to other people. You know, that's what I do, for example. So when I want to step out, I need to see, okay, I need to learn to use my aggression. I need to, and that's important. Okay, I'm stepping a few steps ahead, one step after the other. Aggression. There is a big movement of people saying aggression is bad, like that's like toxic masculinity, like, yeah, you, or that's toxic in general, toxic femininity, toxic masculinity, that's toxic. You shouldn't have any aggression. You should be calm, peaceful, and live in harmony, like peace, you know, peace, motherfuckers. And then what happens is that people tend to not see that this peace movement, this, I really need to be calm. Okay, let's be calm, people. Let's just relax. Let's step down and just cool down. Let's be ourselves. I want you to be yourself now, you damn motherfucker. Are you getting it? Just enjoy the peace. Stupid damn asshole. Peace. Motherfucker. So, it tends to sometimes go into a direction where you don't see that you are aggressive. But you are. It's just on a like in this very feminine aggression way. This I hide my aggression, but it comes around in different ways, and it comes up, and then I just do some things. I have this person I work with, and for example, she's super angry that she's not supported in her big goals. She's super angry towards her family, and she's super angry towards people around her. Now, because all the time when she says she wants to go out in the big world and do big things and want to do other things, like, people don't take her serious. So she's in a position where she feels like, where she doesn't feel seen, and where she feels afraid that she can't fulfill it because people are not supporting her. So what she does is she gets very aggressive, but she's not. She doesn't allow herself to be this aggressive. Like, it's not okay to be this aggressive. So what she does is she sabotages it. Yeah. So she has some tasks that she's doing, and she plays stupid, doing some tasks, and then they are not in the good, best manner they could possibly be. Or she has some situations where she feels like, oh, you know, today I actually have a lot to do, but I'm super overwhelmed. I can't do anything. Just making sure, on the one hand, proving to her family and the people around her who don't support her that they are right. Because of you, I am not becoming more and more successful because you don't support me. And then, on the other hand, making sure that she takes revenge on them by when she does something for them that it's not the best quality possible. So, and this happens when we then judge our and condemn our aggression. And in this big movement, it is said, like, you shouldn't be aggressive. Like, you should be calm, and you should be whatever. Yesterday I went to the, I have a newborn, like a beautiful child. And yesterday we went to the doctor. And because you need to go to the doctor after a couple of weeks after your boy, your child, in this case a boy, is here. So, and then I went to the doctor, and the doctor, they were always talking like in this baby voice, and oh, you cuddly, super cute thing on there, that's so beautiful, and now we lay you down here, and then we take some time. And then, oh, now you're shouting. Oh, that's so cute that you're shouting, you little motherfucker. Just shout, you beautiful baby. It's so beautiful when you shout. Oh, that's so sad. What can we do for you? Oh, no, that's so bad. Oh, no. Oh, that's so, oh, no. Oh, that's so painful to see. And, oh, now let's be quick for this little boy. We just want him to be, and what does mommy and daddy think about it? Shall we do it? Shall we do the injections? Shall we do it like this? What does daddy think about it? What does mommy think about it? Is that okay? And I'm like they're sitting like thinking, what the fuck is wrong with you? Can't you just talk in a normal way? Like, I'm a normal person sitting here. I'm, like, my child is not even listening to, yeah, like, it's, I mean, it's listening, but it's 4 weeks old. Like, it's not understanding anything. And when you talk in this fake, happy voice, my child is just learning that it needs to suppress all his feelings. Like, not just being authentic there, just saying, you know what? Okay, okay. Oh, now you're shouting. Oh, that's annoying. Oh, God. Yeah. Not at all. Like, people don't allow themselves to be authentic. So, but then it's get like this kind of way they deal with their emotions, where it gets like a very, in this case, toxic, I believe. Because people don't see what results they have from this. They don't see why some things are happening to them. Because when they are working as a doctor, for example, of course they have some situations when they're super angry, super pissed on those babies. I mean, they're shouting, they're pissing them. Like they get pissed, they get shitted all over, they like vomited, like it's crazy. And then they have different kind of parents, some stupid parents, some nice parents, some parents that have just different values, where they feel offended or where they feel threatened by or whatever. So what is their defense mechanism? What do? Because they feel like they can't express their aggression. Then they have this super cute voice, and then it's just this little baby, and then they get home, and then they talk to their husbands like this, like, oh, my husband, what do you want to eat today? Okay, yeah, what shall we do? Oh, is this okay? Let's do something else. And I'm so perfect, and I'm talking in this beautiful voice, and what shall we do today? Then you're like, what the fuck? I mean, if you would be the husband, maybe you would say, what the fuck? But maybe this husband says, okay. Yeah. You know, yesterday, the soccer game, there's, my dear husband, would you, is it okay if you, okay, but could you not just do the things that we were, and could you just listen to? But my dear husband, could you please bring out the garbage? Is that okay? Okay, I will do it. So everybody has his own ways to deal with the aggression. Well, it's something that I sometimes do, just switching off and then just doing things, although I'm and accepting a certain standard of conversation, certain standard of talking. Because I feel like, okay, I just need to go through it. I just need to wait until it's over. But then it's important that I have this clarity with myself. Because when I wait until it's over, I need to be clear that when it's over, I need to deal with it and can't just ignore it, which is something that oftentimes happens. So, for example, for me, it's very important that in those moments when I am in the situations where I know, okay, I'm gonna get aggressive, I'm gonna get angry. And in these situations, I can't deal with it. So I will either find a way in those situations that I can deal with it, or I need to find a way that I deal with it afterwards. But it's there. And that's very important to me, because otherwise I won't be able to keep up a good... keep space for doing the next things, to keep space for my clients, or to have the capacity to listen, or to have even this, to keep track of the higher standards. Oh, I mean, that's actually an interesting topic. Okay, why would people not stick to their standards that they have? So what usually happens is people are being told, you know, because you're a lazy motherfucker. Fuck you. You don't stick to your standards. And then I went, for example, to a coach a couple of years ago. Massive arena, 15,000 people shouting and having this feeling of, okay, now I'm changing my life. And this coach said, you know, you got to raise your standards. You got to raise your standards. And then I'm just surprised, because I just watched this week, I watched Django Unchained. Like, it's a really cool movie. And I just listened to myself, the dialect I'm having when I'm angry, because this is what they are talking about. Like, I'm just this tendency of having this Southern American accent. Not that I'm having this, but I'm just like, it goes to the direction, because in the other podcasts I have just some other versions of English I'm using. So it's like, it's interesting for me to observe why and when I use different accents. And or different voices, let's say, like this, because it's not like a real accent. But in this situation, for example, when I was there with the coach, he said, like, you got to raise your standards. Because you lazy motherfuckers, yeah, you always get back to what you think is the easiest way. So, and this is one way to explain it. But for me, for example, I always see like, okay, I'm lowering my standards because I have situations where I feel something and I suppress the feeling. So it's deeply connected to my need to belonging, for example. So meeting people and being afraid of being rejected by them. So I don't do anything that they would do that would provoke them to be rejecting me. No, they are just there. They are just, I just switch off to make sure that everybody's feeling like harmonious in this situation. Or what I do is I have this calculator in my mind. Like, okay, when I do this now, I'm going to provoke a reaction I don't want, so I need to switch it off. And then what happens is I forget that I made this deal with myself. So I had this deal of, okay, I'm now going to accept this lower standard because obviously I don't have a better result, a better solution in this moment. So I'm going to accept it, but I make this deal with myself. And I'm going to find a solution afterwards. I'm going to deal with the aggression. And I'm going to use, and now that's the important part. Instead of condemning the aggression, I'm just saving it and saying, like, okay, I'm going to use it afterwards for energy to create a situation or create a surrounding where I don't need to be confronted by those situations or those low standards anymore. But then it's very important that I use it and not forget it. Because when I forget it, because I made this deal with myself, then I'm going to disappoint myself and then I'm going to create this situation again and again and again and again. So I think one big reason for why we don't hold ourselves to those high standards is sometimes because we make this deal, those compromises, because we feel like, okay, when we compromise this now, we will get something bigger later on, which is fine. But we need to be sure that this it's like the engine of a car. Like, it has the cylinders, and then there's the oxygen inside of the cylinders, and it gets heated, and then it presses, and so it's so much pressure that there's a little explosion, and then this little explosion is used for movement of the car. So that's the same with our emotions. So I believe we can use it in the same way. So the suppression is important, that because then suddenly or sometimes we will reach a point when those feelings are so strong that we will deal with it. Yeah, you ever had a situation where you thought, like, okay, I'm never going to deal with it. Oh, I'm so afraid to deal with it. I'm not going to do it. Oh, I hate myself for not doing it. And then you repeat, and then after months, days, seconds, years, whatever, there's a situation when it just breaks out of you and you can't control it, then you just need to change something. And then it gets natural. And that's what I believe is very important. When we look at ourselves and to allow ourselves this. Because what happens is when we judge the aggression, when we judge the feelings, we will get into a state of, okay, it's not okay. Yeah. And to a state of we just switch off our feelings, we behave like zombies, we don't experience this beautiful life anymore, and we can't see all its facets. And that's important, because I don't believe we should only feel or enjoy life when we feel happy, when we feel joy, when we feel excitement. No, I believe we can already feel our life when we are aggressive, when we are angry, when we want to hurt somebody or when we are hateful. Because this is part of life as well. And I think this is even more important to feel it, because otherwise I won't be able to appreciate the other emotions, one hand. And secondly, is I won't be able to feel it, because every time when I pretend that I'm happy but I'm not, and I forget that I'm pretending, I unlearn to be authentic and to feel. So it's not that I just want you to be authentic all the time. That's something where I believe, in how I believe it's like, it's difficult, because when I authentically feel like, oh, you know what, today I want to try to fly because I just drank Red Bull. Yeah, I'm just going to try to jump down the balcony and going to die, most probably. Like, I don't even want to try because I never saw a person fly without a plane or helicopter or drone or by being capable of beaming. But here, I don't see that I'm going to beam myself to somewhere, or that I'm using a drone or something. So I would probably die. So it's okay if I listen to it, but I'm just not going to follow through and just do it. And that's what I want to share with you. It's how I learned that it's very important. If I want to have some results, I need to have the discipline and I need to stick to some plans. And I need to follow through those plans. So even if I get angry or feel anger or am aggressive, I need to be clear that when I want to have certain results, I need to use those emotions to get to this goal, to this result, whatever this might be. But if I don't use them and just switch off, that's when I believe the reason for living is just not there. So what to live for if it's not for the feeling? It's something that my mentor taught me. And that's just so beautiful when you look at it, or when you just let it sink in. So what I want to dig into now, how I want to close it, is like by going back to why I would want to start talking about aggression. That's because I want to share how I feel and what is happening in my life. And me building my companies at the moment and working with my clients, feeling like, okay, I have some certain goals and I have some certain images that I want to create. And if there's something that doesn't fit into this goal or into this image, I get angry. I get aggressive. So what sometimes happens is that we get like so aggressive that we can't contain ourselves, that we're going to shout, that we're going to break something. I would like you to inspire to not just judge your aggression, but to, first of all, listen to why are you aggressive. Because when we are aggressive, it's sometimes that we feel threatened. So like, what is threatening us? What is there that could endanger our survival? In this case, for example, the survival of our goals. Like, why do we feel that this person, this conversation, or this situation is endangering our survival? And then secondly, when we don't feel like, okay, we don't have any different way of expressing our aggressions by anything other than shouting or breaking something, I don't believe that this is something that should be entirely condemned or judged. I believe this is something that is okay. Because when you look at people or at relationships, for example, people finding each other that are constantly fighting. But they just don't separate. And then they are together and they fight and they fight and they fight and they hurt each other and they insult each other. Maybe it's just that they don't want anything else. Because when, for example, you know that there's this one word or this one phrase that provokes the other person so much that this person gets angry, It might be that you want this person to be angry towards you, and the other way around. Because when you know it, why would you do it? Or when you know it and you know that you can't hold back, why wouldn't you separate? So it's pretty clear that sometimes this is what people want. But we judge it. It's just that, you know, people get around this world saying, you know, there's peace, you know, you need peace. Peace is beautiful and everybody needs to be peaceful with each other. Like, okay, if peace would be so important, why would nature invent something like war and fights? Like the tiger or the lion or the snake or the bear. Are they going to eat the gazelle or the zebra? I mean, of course, not the bear, but the tiger. No, the lion. They're going to eat it. And for this, they just don't sit there and meditate and ask the zebra to kill themselves by meditating. Oh, dear zebra, would you like to be my meal? My happy meal. Just relax and meditate until you are dead. And then this lion can eat the zebra peacefully, in harmony. No, motherfucker, it's just gonna eat it. It's gonna kill it and it's just gonna tear it into pieces. So maybe aggression isn't that bad. Maybe it's just people who condemn aggression are afraid. Are afraid that they're too weak. And when people that condemn aggression are afraid that they're too weak, sometimes could be helpful for them to see that they need to either become stronger or improve. But when we don't show it to them, they don't have the chance. So they will stay like this. So maybe it's important to show people when they are weak or when they are annoying or when they play stupid or when they don't do quality work or when we're just disappointed that they don't support us, that we express it. And just not put it into ourselves. Or we decide, you know what, I don't need this connection anymore. Let's go the next step. I can let go. Or you decide, you know what, no, I'm going to use this aggression to fill myself up, to get even more motivation and to build the biggest company that I would ever be capable of, because otherwise I wouldn't have the motivation. Okay, that's fine as well. So, like this, I wish you a beautiful day and some space with your aggressions. See you soon. Bye-bye.